The Economy Goes Prime Time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Barack Obama is set to address a joint session of Congress tonight. It's an important speech. In 1961, President Kennedy told the joint session his plans to put a man on the moon. It was before a joint session that we heard President Bush say the words axis of evil as he laid out his foreign policy. Today, President Obama will make his case for what needs to be done to turn around the economy. And what timing. Yesterday, the blue chips ended at their lowest levels in 12 years. The Dow lost 250 points, or 3.4%. It closed at 7,114. Asian markets were lower across the board today, and Europe is seeing some steep declines this hour. Banking worries remain at the center of the market malaise. And here's something that doesn't help with the whole confidence thing. J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's second largest bank, slashed its dividend. The move came as quite a surprise because J.P. is also one of the healthiest banks. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Back in January, J.P. Morgan said it was comfortable with its 38-cent a share payout. But then things went downhill. Bank stocks have been hammered, and competitors Bank of America and Citigroup both slashed their dividends to a penny. Now J.P. Morgan's payment is down to a lowly nickel. J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon called the move a precaution. The bank hasn't posted a quarterly loss during this financial crisis. By slashing its dividends, J.P. Morgan will save $5 billion a year. CEO Dimon says the money will be a buffer against economic calamity, and it will allow J.P. Morgan to pay off its $25 billion bailout loan faster. Experts say J.P. Morgan has just written a script that other banks can follow. Wells Fargo, the fourth biggest bank, is now expected to cut its dividends as well. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
National health care spending is expected to jump this year at its fastest rate ever. An annual federal report out today finds health coverage could nearly double within the next decade. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill has more.
As the economy worsens and boomers retire, states and the federal government face swelling health care costs. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services find public health care costs will balloon to $4.4 trillion by 2018. Economist Andrea Sisco helped author the report. She says health spending share of GDP jumped a full percentage point in the last year. It might not sound like much, but
that's the largest recorded since we've been tracking health spending, and that goes back to 1960.
Meanwhile, private health spending is expected to shrink this year to its lowest level in 15 years. Chris Trufer, another co-author, says by 2016, public payers are expected to dole out more than half of all health care funding.
I think it underscores the role that the public programs, specifically Medicare and Medicaid, play in the United States health care system.
That's a challenge for the Obama administration as it works on slashing the federal deficit in half. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Okay, I'm sure you've had enough of references to the Great Depression lately, but here's one you might enjoy. In the 1930s, burlesque shows were popular in New York City because they were cheaper than Broadway. The most popular burlesque show was Minsky's. A new musical in L.A. tells the story of Minsky's. George Wendt plays one of the characters. You might remember him as Norman Cheers. Our online host, Scott Jagow, sat down with Wendt to discuss how bad times can be a source of artistic inspiration.
So what's the basic story of this musical? This is set during the Great Depression.
Yeah.
How is that woven into the story?
Well, it's hard times for Billy Minsky, and it's hard times for the community. And he feels like when he's ready to shut down his right-hand character, she rallies him and rallies the troops with notions that people need a laugh. People need to relax, have a good time in the face of misery and depression.
Well, yeah, for example, there's a song called You Gotta Get Up When You're Down.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think that goes, people need something to make their troubles disappear.
In the middle of pain and misery, I tune on a fiddle to chase your frown. The going is rough, but remember, you gotta get up when you're down.
So there's an element of escapism. Are you sensing that on stage or with the audience?
You know, it's just a comedy, a romantic comedy that works. But it's curious, you know, entertainment used to be considered a recession-proof industry because of this very notion that people need to forget their troubles. But in this world of deregulation and vertical integration of all the massive Time Warners and General Electrics and things, they used to sort of scoff at labor issues. Say, potential actor strikes and stuff by saying, we've got, you know, widgets in Pennsylvania. We don't care about this little blip on our big, vast portfolio. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, show business is still doing fine, but it's being dragged down by all the other entities that these mega corporations are tanking with.
I'll tell you, one thing that I always think of when I get down or when times are tough, I always think of one of Norm Peterson's sayings from Cheers, which is, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Yeah. Yep, that's a truism.
There's more with online hosts Scott Jagow and George Wendt at marketplace.org. You can also see photos on Scott's blog. And one more thing. If you've been watching the Marketplace Whiteboard series online and have been dying to ask Patty Hirsch a question, this is your chance. He'll be here Friday at this time, so through Thursday, email your questions to comments@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.